This meeting is now being recorded.
All right, if the recorder is on, we have four commissioners. I'm going to call the special commission meeting of the Utah Department of Alcohol Beverage Control Commission to order. I think the first order of business is to determine who's present on this call. Let's start, first of all, with the commissioners to make sure that we have a quorum. I'm the chair, John T. Nielsen. Who else do we have there?
Pam Parrish.
We have Commissioner Parrish.
Jacobson.
Commissioner Jacobson. And Bateman. Commissioner Bateman. That's correct. All right. We do have a quorum available to consider this matter. Just for the purposes of the record, other than those who are members of the commission, who else, if you would just identify yourself for purposes of the recording, that would be helpful. So go ahead. Start with you, Vicki.
Vicki Ashby, assistant.
South TILA's director.
Jeff Buckner, attorney general's office.
Abe Cater, licensing and compliance supervisor.
Dan Oberg, licensing and compliance.
We have someone there from the country club, do we not?
I do. Heather Hall, Logan Gulf and Country.
Heather Hall. Thank you, Heather. All right, let's begin. Sal or Abe, I don't know which one of you want to take us through what the issue is here. And once we've determined the issue, let's hear from the country club, and then we'll make a decision. So go ahead, whoever wants to be the spokesperson.
Commissioner, I'll leave that to Abe. He's the one who's most familiar with the situation.
Okay.
Very good.
Logan Country Club did not renew their club.
May I ask who just joined the call?
This is Jacqueline.
Oh, good morning, Commissioner. Thank you.
Hey.
Go ahead, Abe.
Hey, the Logan Country Club was contacted a number of times to remind them to renew their bar license, but they didn't renew it, and we found out that the person in charge of that was undergoing chemotherapy and had a difficulty with that, and so they didn't renew, and their license will expire at the end of this month. So because the illness and the supervisors didn't know about it, we decided to have a special commission meeting to reinstate their license.
All right, that I am assuming is the issue. The bar license will expire because it did not renew. The remedy for that, if we do not grant some relief here, is that I'm assuming that the country club will have to get back in the queue to obtain a new license. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting a little static or interference. Is that bothering the rest of you too?
Oh, I'm hearing a little bit.
Now that's better.
Yes.
Now I think
it may be my
still hearing it.
No, it's still there.
Okay. If we have.
It could be me. I'm calling from Little America, Wyoming. So I might be able to. Let me see if I can mute.
Okay.
Okay.
That might be the problem.
Let me try muting and see if that fixes it.
Okay. I don't hear it now. All right. I think that's much better. The issue, of course, let me restate the issue. The issue is because the failure to renew, the license will expire at the end of the month unless there's some relief granted. If it does expire, the country club will have to reapply and get in line for a new bar license. So the issue before us is, were there extenuating circumstances that caused this failure to renew to occur? So let's revert Abe's explanation that the person in charge of that was having some health problems and just simply missed it. Let's hear from the country club. Could you tell us more a little bit about that and what actually happened and why it wasn't taken care of? So, Ms. Hull, would you want to go ahead?
Absolutely. So, Brenda, who is the only person in our office or was at the time, did not know that the chemo was going to affect her the way it did and was trying to be diligent as she could, but was very sick. So her days in the office were very limited. And I don't think she honestly has lost enough just kind of basic memories. She's having a hard time even kind of keeping a line of thought. So we voted yes, or we brought in a girl to help answer the phone and just kind of field calls while she was doing it, her chemo or treatment. But obviously that wasn't enough because this person was not getting into books or the computing. She was really just kind of answering the phone. So Brenda missed it. Her second chemo treatment was that second week of June, which is when our license, I believe that extension date was, or something was that Monday, if I'm correct in that. So she missed it. She didn't come into work until, I don't know, middle of the week, and then she went in for that second treatment on that Thursday, which I believe is the 13th. Anyway, she had just missed it. Our bar manager had received a message from Corey, I believe, and so he went down to talk to her, and she said she had it handled. So we all believed, because she has always been very good at getting stuff done. That's why we hired her for this job. We thought it was all handled, and I didn't really find out that there was a problem because she did have me sign something Thursday before she went for that treatment. So we thought it was getting done, and then I didn't find out truly until Friday after work hours from the bar manager that she hadn't got it completed and that we were going to have our license expire and we would have to completely reapply. So Monday morning, first thing, I jumped on and had the general manager and that bar manager and myself jumped in to try to get all of those things that she had not completed done so that we could get the application complete.
Abe, how long after the deadline for renewal did they finally bring this matter to your attention and request some relief?
Renewal was due May 31st, and I got the information last week, the application. But when was
the first contact from the country club that they knew they had a problem with you? Was that shortly after they discovered the fact that they'd missed the renewal date?
The first week of June, I think, when they contacted Corey.
Okay. So there was an effort to try to remedy the situation as quickly as possible?
Yes, they asked for some way to remedy it because the deadline had already passed, because they assumed that the person that had the illness had taken care of it.
All right. Commissioners, anyone have any questions?
Let me ask a dumb question, and that is, Brenda was the person who runs does she run the bar, or what is her responsibility?
No, so she is basically our kind of office manager. She handles all of our bookkeeping and paperwork and everything for the club, for everything.
And who does she report to?
So she reports to the general manager and then the board.
Okay. Did the general manager have any knowledge that things weren't getting done in a proper
No, she had told us that she had. She told us at a board meeting and at a budget meeting that she had just the check to turn in and a few little things, and that she had it handled. But like I said, that was right when, and we didn't know that it was affecting her the way it was until truly that week of the 10th, after she had that first treatment, that she had been kind of trying to let us know that everything was fine, but it wasn't really.
Okay, she still work for you?
She does. We decided yesterday to bring in another body, so we are actively trying to find another person to help her through this. We do not want to let her go. She's great when she's there, but this is affecting her more than we had anticipated, so we will find someone else to help in her position.
Okay. I'm only asking this from the standpoint that part of our obligation is to assure that there's proper management, you know, when we issue a license. So I'm very empathetic. I would like to just share with my fellow commissioners that, needless to say, this could happen to any of us, and I'm empathetic to the situation that has occurred here, and I would like to move that we restore the license to, we grant the new license to, renewal of the license to the Logan Country.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second to the motion?
Yes, that's a second, and I'd like to make a comment. I would have asked, this is Commissioner Bateman, I would have asked the same questions that Commissioner Jacobson did when I read the background information provided to us by Corey. I had basically the same concern as to ensuring that management was in place and what level of knowledge was there by other members of the management team relative to this problem. But those questions were satisfactorily answered to me, so I second that motion.
Okay, the motion to reinstate the license has been made. It's been seconded. Any further discussion to the motion? All right, I'll ask for a vote. Let's do a voice vote. Commissioner Jacobson?
Aye.
Bateman?
Aye.
Parrish?
Aye.
Horton?
Aye.
Nielsen? Aye. All right, thank you all. The finding of the commission is that the license for extenuating circumstances will be reinstated so that the license has not expired and you will continue to do business under that license. We'll assume it's been properly restored. Abe or Sal, do we have any further business or further comments with regard to this?
Just one comment, Commissioner. Technically speaking, it's the renewal of the license and not reinstatement.
I didn't catch that, Sal. State that again, please.
It's renewal, not reinstatement.
Okay, it's a renewal of the license, not reinstatement, because it wasn't, in fact, terminated. Okay, that's fair. So with that clarification of nomenclature, we'll go ahead. Any other comments? All right. I thank members of the commission for responding to this telephonic special meeting. Thank the staff for their work and Ogden Country Club or Logan Country Club. Good luck to you, and I hope your employee recovers and we don't have to do this again in the future.
All right. Thank you all greatly. Yep.
Most welcome. All right, I'll consider this meeting then adjourned. And again, thank you all for participating.
Thank you.
Goodbye to everybody. Bye bye.
Bye.
Because bountiful, down under for whatever it is.